We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomei Hilchot Tefillin, Siman Lamed Dalet, Siv Beis. Says the Mechaber, V'im Einu Yodea L'chavin HaMakom L'aniach Shneim Yachad, if you are unable to put them on at the same time and place them in the appropriate spot at the same time, Yaniach K'divrei Echad Shal Yavash Al Rosh, V'yaniach HaCheir Masmach Bracha Rishona. Then you put the Tefillin of Rashi, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, on first, and then you put the Tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam on right after you put on the Rashi, without taking off the Rashi, but you're not doing it placing it on at the exact same time. And you can rely on the bracha that you made on Rashi, on the Tefillin of Rashi, could go on the Tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, since you're putting them all on in one action. The Mechaber continues, "In lo yuchal aniyach b'vasa achas," if you're still unable to do that, you can't put them on, you can't have them on your head at the same time. The Mishnah Berurah says, maybe it's because you have a wound on your head, so you are unable, you do not actually have space that could fit both pairs of tefillin, or you are embarrassed to wear two pairs of tefillin at the same time. Says the Mechaber, Yaniach shel Rashi vivar chaleim, v'yualav b'shas kriyashma utfila, put on the tefillin of Rashi and daven regularly, v'achar hatfila, yaniach shel Rabbeinu Tam below bracha, after you finish davening, put on Rabbeinu Tam without a bracha of Yikarim Shema Vayam Shema, and then say Shema Vayam Shema wearing that tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah says we choose the Rashi because we think that that's really the Iker, the Dina, so that you wear for all of davening, and then you put on the Rabbeinu Tam afterwards. And says the Mishnah Berurah, you still need to have in mind when you put on the Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam that you're only doing it Misafik and not Stam L'shem Mitzvah when you put on both of them, because it could be that one of them is incorrect, says the Ber Halacha. Maybe Rashi would be incorrect, and then it would be a problem of Bal Tigra, because two of your partios are in the incorrect order, and then you're really only having tefillin with two partios. So if you're putting on the Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, you need to have in mind that you're doing it Mishim Safek, and not L'shem Mitzvah, both of them. Also says the Mishnah Berurah, you need to wait until after davening to take off the Rashi and put on the Rabbeinu Tam. Don't do it, says the Mishnah Berurah, during Chazaras HaShatz for two reasons. One, you have to pay attention to Chazaras HaShatz and answer Amen. And two, because we saw earlier in Siman Chaf Hei that you're supposed to leave the tefillin on until after Ruval Etzion. The nafkamina between the two reasons would be if you were to take off the tefillin after you finish your Shmona Esrei, but before Chazaras HaShatz, where there's not a problem of not focusing during Chazaras HaShatz, but there's still a problem that you're supposed to leave the tefillin on until after Ruval Etzion. So the better mahalach is to wear the Rashi until after Ruval Etzion, take it off, and put on the Rabbeinu Tam and say Shema Vayayim Shema. You don't need to say the Parsha of Tzitzis, says the Mishnah Berurah, because you already fulfilled the chashash of being made Eidus Sheker on yourself, of saying Shema without wearing tefillin, just by reading the first two Parshios with your second pair of tefillin. The Prima Gadam says that this is the correct Mahalach, not like the first two opinions in the Mechaber, but rather this opinion of not wearing them at the same time, rather putting on the Rashi, and then putting on Rabbeinu Tam afterwards. Siv Gimel, Lo Yasa Kein Elmi Shemuchsachim Ofursim Chasidus. A person should not wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin unless they are one who is known for his Chasidus. Chasidus obviously doesn't mean Chasidim versus Misnagdim, rather it means for his certain level of precious of holiness. The Mishnah Berurah says, the reason for this is because of Yuhara. If you do something that nobody else does, so it looks like you think that you are better than everybody else, and maybe that is the case. So if that is the case, you're Machsuch B'Chasidus, and everybody knows that you are Machsuch B'Chasidus, that you are on a higher Madrega of spirituality, so then it'll be okay. But if you're not at that level, and you do this thing anyway, you're jumping a step, so then it is a problem of Yuhara, and that's why it should not be done. If you do it in the privacy of your own home, it sounds like, according to the Bach, it will be okay, because then there's no issue of your... As well, says Menchas Yitzchak, in a time where a lot of people do it, so then it's no longer an issue of Yura either. The question is, how did it become that a lot of people started doing it? How did those first people start doing it? Why wasn't that an issue of Yura? But the Menchas Yitzchak doesn't address that. He just makes a point that once people are doing it, there's no longer an issue of Yura. However, says Menchas Yitzchak, if you are davening in a place where nobody does it, so then you shouldn't do it either, you should do it b'tzina. One more important point regarding the wearing of the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he was asked by the Lubavitcher Rebbe why he doesn't wear tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, and he responded that he used to, in Russia he used to wear tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, and even when he came to America in the beginning he wore them as well. but then he had to stop. And the reason he explains is because the reason we wear tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, says Rav Moshe, is not because we're choshesh, that maybe he's right. We know for a fact that the real tefillin, appropriate way to wear tefillin, is the tefillin of Rashi. We paskin that way, and that's what we wear. The reason to wear tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam is a hider mitzvah, al pi Kabbalah, al pi the Zohar, that there's some inyan to wearing the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam also, but not because we're choshesh that maybe his tefillin is the correct tzura of the tefillin. It is only a hider mitzvah. So says Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Russia, I was able to get tefillin written by amazing sofrim with all the hiderim that I wanted of Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. But now that I'm in America, I have not yet found a sofer who is able to make tefillin in the most mahundredik of fashion, the way that I want it to be. So for Rashi, where that's the Ikar Din, I need to wear those. And I was actually, says Rav Moshe, able to find the sofer in Eretz Yisrael who was able to make them for me. But for Rabbeinu Tam, where most of the sofrim who write tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam are chassidim, and they do the tefillin the way that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav said to do it, which we don't paskin like, says Rav Moshe. So therefore, why should I wear tefillin that are not mehudr of Rabbeinu Tam in order to fulfill the hider mitzvah of wearing tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam? He says it doesn't make any sense to do as such, because once again, we're not doing it because we're choshesh Rabbeinu Tam is right. Rather, we're just doing it al pi Kabbalah for some hider mitzvah. So only when you could get the most mehudr tefillin should you wear Rabbeinu Tam. But otherwise, says Rav Moshe, we would not. At the end of the tshuva, Rav Moshe finishes off that the Lubavitcher Rebbe told him there is a sofer who could make it the way that he wants to. I don't know what ended up happening, whether he got those tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam or not. But this is another reason for those that do not wear Rabbeinu Tam to not wear Rabbeinu Tam.